USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The former leader of Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and four other associates were charged with seditious conspiracy on Monday for their role in January 6. It carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on Washington Post.
Yes, the committee has found evidence of concerted planning and premeditated activity. The idea that all of this was just a rowdy demonstration that spontaneously got a little bit out of control is absurd. You don't almost knock over the U.S. government by accident.
In hockey, the Colorado Avalanche are heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2001. Now they wait for the winner of the New York Rangers-Tampa Bay Lightning Series. That continues tonight at 8 Eastern. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As sanctions didn't prevent Russia from invading Ukraine, they are still hitting the upper echelons of the Russian government and their friends.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A slate of Republican U.S. House members in heavily Democrat California is facing primary challengers today in races that will help shape control of Congress. Should be noted, no incumbents appear at risk of losing their primary. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The January 6th Commission hired a Good Morning America producer to spruce up their primetime TV show on Thursday. The mostly partisan group of lawmakers were denied meaningful Republican representation when Nancy Pelosi stopped some Republicans from being on the committee. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, points out the committee has come up empty again and are putting forth a dog and pony show.
That doesn't really surprise me because there's an old saying for trial lawyers that if you can't convince them with the facts, dazzle them with the BS and the production. And that's what's going to happen here. They don't have the facts to demonstrate their narrative that they've been working just over a year to craft this narrative. And so then they come in with a Hollywood-type producer who wants to make a documentary out of this. For what reason? Because they don't have facts. I mean, even one of their advisors said there's no smoking gun here tying the president with the organization of these rioters. The FBI has said that. But these guys, it's all they have. And so I wasn't really surprised too terribly much.
SpaceX has postponed this week's planned launch of a Dragon cargo mission to the ISS to investigate a possible leak detected during fueling of the spacecraft at Cape Canaveral. The Dragon spacecraft was scheduled for launch Friday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Officials have not set a new target launch date, but have confirmed it would not happen Friday or Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.